Sunday, October 19th, 2008. DPP predicts 1 million will take part in protest, hitting the streets. Caucus whip Ke Jianming said he would visit former President Chen Shui-bian to discuss his controversial plan to participate in the rally. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, predicted yesterday that 1 million people would take part in its Safeguard Taiwan demonstration to be held next Saturday in Taipei. DPP Legislative Caucus Whip William Lai Qingde said the event had spurred the interest of more people than any other demonstration held in the past. For example, Lai said that in his Tainan constituency office alone, 200 people had signed up for the rally over the past 2 days. Lai said the widespread response reflected deep public resentment against the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, administration. Everybody wants to take to the streets, regardless of political affiliation or class, he said. DPP Legislative Caucus Deputy Whip Pan Meng-an said the crowds of protesters are expected to converge on Taipei with at least 100 charter buses set to arrive from Pingdong County alone. DPP legislator Chen Tingfei said that the rally, organized in cooperation with the Taiwan Solidarity Union, will definitely trigger an unprecedented uproar because the KMT administration's tilt toward China has damaged Taiwan's sovereignty. The main objective of the planned demonstration is to reject the One China market, the downgrading of Taiwan's sovereignty, and an incompetent government, the DPP said. The DPP has accused President Ma Ying-jeou of sacrificing Taiwan's sovereignty by adopting a modus vivendi approach that advocates a diplomatic truce with China and introducing a series of cross-strait liberalization measures since its May 20th inauguration. These measures include launching non-stop cross-strait charter flights on weekends, opening Taiwan up to more Chinese tourists, allowing cross-strait currency trading, raising the cap on China-bound investment by local enterprises from 40% of their net worth to 60%, and recognizing Chinese academic degrees. It is also unsatisfied with what it says is the Ma administration's failure to take a tough stance in dealing with the scare over melamine-tainted food imported from China. In related news, DPP caucus whip Ke Jianming said yesterday that he would visit former President Chen Shui-bian on behalf of the party tomorrow to discuss Chen's planned participation at the rally. Some DPP members have called for Chen to be banned from the rally because of allegations of money laundering. DPP Chairwoman Tsai Ing-wen said on Wednesday that anyone who supported the rally's goals was welcome to take part, whether or not they support Chen. The DPP has proposed that Chen join the rally at Welcome Business Center on Zhongxiao East Road with members of Abian family, the Friends of Li Denghui Association, Northern Taiwan Society, Taiwan Hakka Society, and other pro-localization groups. The DPP proposed that Chen participate in the rally, but not make a speech.